We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight Dr. Faranda Williamson of the Chicago Mass Choir. Dr. Williamson, how are you?
I'm blessed, and you, and I'm highly favored.
I am blessed as well. It is always a pleasure to talk to you and to talk to you about the Chicago Mass Choir.
Yes, you know, it's been almost 30 years, over 27 years, and God still has shown favor. Time when they say choirs are not as popular, but we're steadily moving forward.
You definitely are. How do you make it almost 30 years in the business?
Well, I would say, first of all, much prayer, fasting, and just being committed to what God has ordained us to do, and that's to spread the good news of the gospel. And we don't bow down, and we don't compromise.
When you first started, did you ever think that you would be saying almost 30 years in the business?
Especially since I'm just 30 years old.
I know, that's right.
Well, actually, it goes way back before then. Our founder, James Chambers, he and I were real good friends growing up as youth, and he organized a community choir here composed of individuals that were attending the same high school. I wasn't attending that school, but we all attended the same church, the Ecclesiastes Community Choir. And one day he attended the Gospel Music Workshop of America, came back, was so excited. And he said, you know, if they can do that, we being the gospel capital, Chicago, we should be able to come together. And he organized the ECC Music Workshop. And the second year of the workshop, the Chicago Mass Choir evolved when a record producer came to the end of the workshop musical and said, you guys are phenomenal. You need to record. And it's been history, but in the early years, never would have thought. But with God, all things are possible.
I can go to the rock. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. And, you know, they're still playing I Can Go to the Rock.
Wow. Wow. That is phenomenal.
Yes.
How does it feel winning awards? You recently were at the 47th Annual Dove Awards. You had a couple of nominations. How does it feel just being a part of that community?
A very humbling experience, given that you're in the same category as Bishop Hezekiah Walker, Anthony Brown. You know, it's very humbling experience, and we're just grateful that, given that there aren't a lot of mass choirs today, but we're still moving forward, and people are still being blessed with our music, and we're still able to bless the masses, not just within the United States, but abroad. But it's a very humbling experience.
You mentioned Anthony Brown, Hezekiah Walker. With the phenomenal things they have done, does that give the Chicago Mass Choir and other choirs a lot of hope?
Well, you know, not so much for us hope, but we've got staying power because we've seen groups come and groups go, may it be choirs, individual singers, but, you know, we've been able to hold steady. So for me, it's not about hope, but we're just really maintaining and continuing to be blessed to do what God has given us to do.
Dr. Williamson, speaking of power, tell us about that Holy Ghost power.
I got it.
Oh,
yes, yeah. Yes. You know, and it's so ironic when we recorded that, the lead singer, evangelist Lemmy Battles, people were saying, who's that lady singing Holy Ghost power? But God has blessed her now that she is a gospel artist in her own right and doing some phenomenal things. But, you know, that's one of the things that we do. We create music to encourage people and know that no matter what's going on, if you've got the Holy Ghost power, you don't have to worry.
Speaking of Lemmy Battles, how about Thank You, Jesus?
Yes, thank you, Jesus, which was written by our producer, the phenomenal Percy Gray Jr., and he also wrote Holy Ghost Power. And, you know, when people ask, well, why didn't you just say thank you, Jesus? Definitely want to emphasize how much we thank him, given what's going on in the world today. I don't know about your area in the Virginia area, but in Chicago, the violence, but it's everywhere. You turn on the TV, and we know what's happening on the political scene, as well as African-American men, women, and please, people of all races being killed unnecessarily, not just by police, but, you know, killing within the community. And you cannot help but say, thank you, Jesus.
How about the song, The Lord Has Been Good to Me?
Yeah, you know our history, huh? Wow, you know, and it speaks for itself, because God has what? He has been good to us,
you know.
And so that's why I said our music, if you look at the roster of songs, they're all uplifting and encouraging. And that's what our hope and prayer is, that we will encourage everyone, the body of Christ, and especially those that are not saved, that there is another way. You know, you don't have to revert to drugs and alcohol in the streets, but there is hope, and he is the only way.
When you recorded We Give You Praise, when you recorded the album, where did you want this album to take the Chicago Mass Choir?
Outside the four walls of the church. Because for me, that's where ministry truly is. You know, I say, the people of God, the filling station, to come to be renewed. But the true ministry is when we go outside of the walls of the church to the unsaved, to let people know there is another option, there is hope. And, you know, some people, they don't even know Christ. And some people have not even been exposed to even what it takes to have a relationship with him. And, you know, we want people to know that God accepts us just the way we are. We don't have to clean up, dress up to come to him. He wants us just the way we are, because he's going to be so excited when he turns us around, he makes us over, and then we can look back at how far God has brought us and what he has done to turn our lives around. And that gives the Lord joy, and he just gets excited to know that he's done such a great work with us.
Hold On, Don't Give Up, recorded in 1996, then Keep Your Mind on Jesus, 1998. You take those two projects. Where are you today? What's the difference in those two projects and where you are today with your music?
I think the visibility with social media, you know, before it was the record stores, the Christian bookstores, and we know now we're in a time where we don't have the accessibility, and having the social media, the digital outlets, Amazon. So it's a different dynamic, even with our music being exposed to the general public. So people will say that, you know, sales are down in terms of being able to get access to the music. But I'm encouraged that now people have options to where and how they can listen to the music. They don't have to wait to play their cassette tape or, you know, hear it on an album. And I don't know if some of your listeners know about albums, but I mean, it's accessible in real time.
When it comes to touring, I know you're geared up for your fall tour, but during the Christmas season, you usually travel overseas, don't you?
Yes, we're not traveling this year, but God has blessed us the last 11 years to travel abroad. We will be traveling abroad next year, and we thank God for that opportunity, you know, to minister to those that may not have a relationship with Christ, those that have a relationship but speak another language. And I'm so amazed how even when they don't understand the language, we get feedback all the time. We may not understand all the lyrics, but it touches our heart.
Where will your fall tour take you this year?
Well, we're still actually, it will be the fall, spring. We want to continue our travels throughout the United States. We would love to take us to Virginia area. So if anyone is looking to book the choir, if you wouldn't mind, I can give the contact information.
Please do.
Organizing. So we really would like to do the East Coast and the Southeast area of the United States.
That sounds very well. Sounds very good. And I know Virginia would be definitely ready for the Chicago Mass Choir.
And Chicago Mass Choir will be ready. Now, I don't know about you, but, you know, we believe we have church.
All right.
I will say we have church here in Chicago.
I heard you.
Chicago Mass Choir, we come to give them praise. And so some people may feel like, oh, I'm not ready for that. So if you're ready to give God some serious praise, Chicago Mass Choir.
You mentioned social media. Where can folks find the Chicago Mass Choir social media-wise?
Well, on Amazon.com and any digital outlets, and we're also available in Walmart. Now, we are available at Christian bookstores, but, you know, they're limited throughout the United States. But, you know, any Christian bookstore, Amazon.com, Walmart, and if they can't find it, they can always give us a call, and I'll give you the contact number so we can connect with them, even if we need to connect them to our record company.
Dr. Williamson, where can we expect the Chicago Mass Choir in the next 5 years?
In the next 5 years, I would love for Chicago Mass Choir, well, we do promote community service, that we will continue to promote community service. And I would like for us to partner with an organization where we would be able to, this is a vision, that we would be able to get the opportunity to tour third world countries and in partnership with the organization to spread the good news of gospel.
Dr. Williamson, it has been a pleasure. As always, we thank you for your time and the opportunity to talk to you about the Chicago Mass Choir. And please continue to give folks the praise and continue to have church.
Yes, that's right. And if it would be okay if I could give our contact number if anyone is interested in booking us.
Okay, please do.
Okay, if you would like to book Chicago Mass Choir, please call area code 773-418-2807. Again, 773-418-2807, or you can contact us on our Facebook page, Chicago Mass Choir, or our website, chicagomasschoir.com. And we would like for you to keep up with us on Instagram and Twitter. And again, thank you for this opportunity, because if people are not able to hear our music, Brother Ellison, it doesn't matter. And I just want to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. And I'm very grateful for this opportunity to be on your gospel spotlight.
Thank you so much. Our guest, Dr. Feranda Williamson, the president and CEO of the great Chicago Mass Choir. May God continue to bless you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.